Hey guys, quick note before we get into today's Skim Show. The microphone that I used was fine, but the software I was using effed something up, and it doesn't sound exactly like it normally does. I apologize for this. Didn't know it until we were done, and after that, it was too late, and I can try all sorts of filters, but it's not going to fix it entirely. So I'm just letting you know, it's not exactly the audio I intended, but it's still perfectly listenable. Just not quite up to my usual standards, even portable standards. So just know that going in. Okay? Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're here to do one more of these. And this is it. This is all you get. We're done after this. Just kidding.
No.
That's true, is it?
We're going to keep going.
We're in our...
We have lots to talk about. People have a lot of questions.
We're in our bed. Don't get any ideas. we're just in here because the kids are in the other room watching TV. We've had the kids here for a few days all together because... of the New Year's holiday, but also Taylor's husband had to go to a funeral in Idaho, and because when he gets back, we're doing a another 2-week quarantine. We try to do that. We try to do that anytime somebody's has to go do a thing, travel, whatever it is they have to do for work or whatever. We try to keep that as a rule. So that's what we're doing. So as a result, we get to spend a bunch of time with the kid, and we did that yesterday.
Had him overnight. Super fun.
Waking up to him is pretty fun. I swear all our kids cried in the morning. He just starts talking. Gets up and starts going, gee, 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 which is him saying kitty, which is him saying, I wish the cat was in the room, which we're, you know, we say, no, thank you. We'd really not like to have the cat in the room. F the cat. Anyway, so that's been going on. And as a result, we've been kind of busy. It feels busy
whenever you have a baby over that has a nap time and specific meal times, and we haven't had a little one around for such a long time.
We've talked about it a little bit, but Nick's moving to Minnesota in the next...
Couple weeks. Which is weird because it's so far away and travel is so weird and restricted, we probably won't see him for a while.
Yeah.
At least until there's a vaccine available to us.
He's going
to
drive, and then he'll get there.
Well, yeah, he needs his car.
He has the apartment figured out. As long as everything happens on time here, he's got the apartment figured out there. He drives to Red Wing, Minnesota, gets out of the car. People say, oh, don't you know you're in Minnesota, don't you know? And he's there. And my sister lives not far, so I can kind of, if there was ever like a major problem, she can help out.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we've had, everyone always says, oh, your kids are in their low 20s. What's that like? My answer to that is it's great and fine, and everyone's happy and proud and everything, except when one of them leaves and goes this far, it's a little stressful.
It's across the country. It's not...
I don't love it.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to hardly see him.
That's true. Not that we see him that much now with everything the way it is.
Well, for the next 2 weeks,
because he works,
we
right. Yeah. But it's... I'm excited for him. It is a little nerve-wracking to see one of your children move far away that you know you won't see it even once a week for dinner or...
It's harder on you, though.
Even once a month.
He's a mama's boy. He loves his mama.
You make that sound like a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
We're just really close, Nick.
Yeah, you and him are very close. I'm close to him in just a different way, I guess.
Dads do that.
That's just a dad son
thing. I think dads have different expectations on their sons, and moms have different expectations on their daughters.
Yep. That's why I'm a daddy's girl. No, they're daddy's girls.
Yes.
And I have that relationship with both of them. So I think that's just the way of it.
Yeah, right? I think so. Well, that's how it worked for us. I think that's...
Probably not.
It depends on your personality. But for us, that's how it worked out. And Carter's kind of in the middle. We're both really close to Carter.
Yeah. She is the middle kid, therefore.
She's also the perfect mix between the two of us.
You think?
I think so.
Give me an example.
She's very creative.
Yeah.
And likes what you do and what you talk about. But then she and I can hold a conversation for days about everything. Cooking, plants. She loves gardening. She loves animals. She loves all the things. You know,
to me, the way I've always said it is Carter is like a creative person without the abject depression. You know what I mean? Not that I'm not trying to label everybody, but she does balance it really well, where a lot of creative people tend to get kind of in the dump sometimes. It's kind of like part of our thing. But she's able to do both these things where she's like uber creative and productive, and at the same time,
she can pull herself out of it.
Always smiling, always grinning.
Feel of sometimes when you have the creative blocks, and she can go in a different direction. When she's got a creative block, she will go into the kitchen and start cooking.
Yeah.
And get creative there so that it kind of helps get things
going. You missed it today. You weren't here. This is really funny. So you were off helping Nick with some stuff at his apartment, blah, blah, blah. And I was here between shows, and I happened to be upstairs when Carter came out to make something to eat for herself. She's working today, but from here. And she's in the kitchen, and she had made, you know, those little fried potato things she made.
Yeah.
The flat cut potatoes she likes to fry up. She was making that. She put that on top of that rice you guys made. And then right then she said, yeah, when no one's around, I'm really good in the kitchen. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, you know, when everyone else is around, they all have ideas or advice or whatever. Like, mom knows how to do certain stuff, so she'll want to tell me how to do it. Or if you know, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't know anything. But, she's like, so, but when I'm on my own, I just get to, I don't know, I just feel creative about my cooking and I just make whatever. And right as she said that, she had a frying pan on, you know, full fire. Not on fire, but you know what I mean? Had full heat going on and had oil in it. And she threw a handful of
potatoes.
No, they were frozen edamame.
Oh my gosh!
Out of the bag, so like soybeans,
which have water on them.
Yeah, because they're frozen. She tosses them in there, and it's a freaking ballistics test in the kitchen. Pop, bang, poo, purr, the pew, shooting out of the pan. And she goes, "That was a terrible. I made a terrible mistake, or something like that." I said, "You just told me how
that
great you are in the kitchen by yourself."
Sounds like Carter, yeah. But creative in the kitchen, not necessarily not messy in the kitchen.
I think she should film herself.
Yes,
she'd have a huge cooking YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh, that's really funny. That sounds about right, though.
Make all the money. It does sound like her, right? It sounds like something she'd do. So anyway, as a result, been a weird couple of weeks.
Yeah,
I don't feel like.
I feel like it's been a weird. Year. A whole year now.
Well,
like
yes.
In January last year, we started to get the little inklings of this and other countries
started
were there.
Started to hear about it.
Started yeah. to hear about it, and it was scary.
So we rolled
and
around,
but
it was,
but it was
like,
very far away.
Yeah.
And it's been a full year of this. It was very, very stressful.
Yeah.
As I would say, as a mom, super stressful when your kids are...
They're more worried about us, by the way.
I know. I've talked to them each about that. They've all said,
because we're old.
But I feel like it's really weird. I know a lot of people have their kids at home and they worry because they'd send them off to school or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you don't see them for weeks at a time,
it sucks,
but it's also very scary because you're not quite sure where they are, what they're doing, or what they're exposed to. And so you have to be really careful about when we get together.
Yeah.
Which means you just don't see them a lot.
You just don't get to see them. I mean, thankfully, we've got a pretty good handle on. I mean, Carter's here, obviously, so she's just like me and you. But Tay,
but we FaceTime
Tay and her
with
schedule
the baby, like, every single day.
Oh yeah, we're always talking to that kid. I swear,
but we don't get to see him as much, so
no.
Just kind of sucks. But
well, that's why we did it this weekend. It was nice.
There's plenty of people in much worse situations that don't have.
Oh yeah, we
you
can't
know
complain.
The kids are or anybody at home. So
who are we to complain?
Yeah,
we're not
going to
complain. People
just,
have
it's
died.
It's been a weird full on year now.
People have died. People have lost loved ones. Like we're nowhere near that mess, but I don't like how the circle's closing. I got relatives with it.
Yeah.
You got relatives with it. It's like, okay, you guys, what are we playing? A battle royale here? We're all going to just circle until one's left. What are we doing? All right. Check this out. We got emails.
Check this out.
Yo.
I don't do that.
You don't like that? I was all street. You don't like when I get street?
Not so much.
Oh, this is interesting.
Okay.
Okay, it's a little long, but I'm going to read it.
That's right.
It's older. I thought I read this already. It says, thank you so much for posting. Thank you so much for posting the election skim episode on the Diary of a Cartoonist feed. I'm sitting here a day after that, after the election. Okay, so this is a little older. I don't know how I missed this in my email. I feel bad. We still don't know who has won, and I'm not going to lie. I'm struggling. I have 2 kids, 6 and 4, and I can't help but wonder what type of country they are going to have when they grow up. My son was born 6 days before the 2016 election, and to see 66.6 million vote again to keep this horror show going for 4 more years is disheartening. Oh, by the way, any listeners right now that still like Trump, you may as well be warned that neither Kim or I are fans at all.
Nope, not even a little bit.
And I've told the story a billion times. I voted Republican most of my life. I'm done with that party. They ruined it. It's like someone let someone in the house. They pooped all over the couch.
And you're all, they're not invited anymore.
I can't invite them into the house anymore. Anyway, says, to hear that episode gave me a little hope to be reminded when it comes down to being good to one another. It was something I needed to hear today. While it is my own personal gospel to be a good person and try to raise your kids to be even better, it is good to get external reminders of it. She said she was raised in the United Methodist Church.
So he, by the way.
Oh, he? Oh, yeah, Nathan.
Well, it could be a lady named Nathan. We never know.
Could be.
United Methodist Church was a UMC. And I have since wandered away from organized religion. Thank you both for so much, for being wonderful people and for sharing part of yourselves and your time with all of us. I hope you are keeping well and safe during this crazy week.
That's a very sweet email.
That is, and I'm sad I missed it before. I'm really sorry we didn't read it till now. I thought I had them all. I guess I didn't have them all. I will fix that.
Then.
The next time I get a chance, I will fix it. Okay. Oh my gosh, that's a long one.
That's okay.
Hold on, should I read that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Let's read the short one first. Here's one from Tanya. She says cheddar and apple pie. Did we talk about this?
A little bit. Someone asked.
Right.
I asked you,
but not on the show, I don't
think.
Yes,
it was while I was at Van's. Babysitting Van at his house last week.
Oh, and I called you on the phone. We did do this one then.
Yep.
Right, never mind. That means we've done this one too. No, the January 1st we haven't done. Marriage proposal story. This is from Steph Ross. Okay. Hi, Scott and Kim. Since you talked about your proposal and were asked how to propose in the recent Skim episode, I thought I'd write in with a story of how my husband proposed to me.
Oh, this is good.
On August 2019, my husband showed up naked at my office. Just kidding. In August of 2019, my husband had the idea to go on a mini vacation to Minneapolis. My husband's plan was to take us out to dinner after attending the huge nearby Renaissance Fair. I almost said Resistance Fair.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, and eat at a Japanese restaurant where he could propose to me. We went to the Ren Fair, and it was fantastic. On our way back to the hotel to get ready for dinner, however, we got pushed into a highway median by a pickup truck driver who was moving too fast and wasn't paying attention. I added emphasis there because I'm mad for them. Luckily, no one was seriously hurt. My husband hurt his wrist, but clever maneuvering on his part kept the truck from ramming right into the side of the car.
Thanks.
It goes on to say, of course, then we had to go through the whole ordeal of calling the police about the accident, getting our car towed, and then figuring out the rental car situation so we could still get around. Rental car obtained. We decided to stick to our plans and had a great dinner at the Japanese place, though my husband was understandably sour after the accident. After dinner, we went back to the hotel where my husband, upset his proposal plans had been borked, thrust the ring at me and pretty much said, there you go.
Oh, poor guy. That was a rough night.
She says, I just started laughing because of the delivery and because it was the absolute last thing I expected after the events of that day. But of course, I accepted, and now we are happily married. I think there is a lesson to be learned from our proposal story. It is that things don't have to be perfect, especially since things don't always go according to plan anyway. For those out there that are wondering how to propose to the significant others in their lives, just do what feels right to you and do something that comes from the heart. If you two are truly in love, it'll all come together. Thanks, Scott and Kim, for being awesome. You two are totally relationship goals for us. Just keep being you, Steph and Ross. And Ian. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Steph and Ian Ross. I read that there were three people there. Or maybe she's just a fan of a certain character on Friends.
So she's got great advice.
That's good advice.
Do what's right for you.
That's right.
That's kind of where we ended last episode, is do what they want you to do. Like, do something they would appreciate.
Yeah.
They would like.
I agree. And if it all falls apart, that's okay. Right?
That's, you get in an accident.
The lesson the lesson to me is if it all falls apart, it's fine. Because it's not really what matters. What matters is that you care and that you had the thought and it's all, you know, it's all good. But we were just struggling tonight. Okay, here's struggle. Hey, Scott and Kim, you've been married a long time. I have a question. How do you still go on dates during COVID-19?
Oh my gosh, we've been talking about this lately.
So we just talked last night about, or today, like what could we do? And you're like, you want to go for a drive or something? And then we just thought, I don't know, dude, right in the middle of the winter, where do we go?
There's nowhere to go.
We used to love to just go to the bookstore and hang out for a long time and get a hot drink and chill out and read a book or get up and go, oh, you know where we need to drop by? Stop by Target and get the kids this thing they want. Or, you know, like all that fun, like random, like just go out and do it kind of stuff.
Can't do it anymore.
No.
Not right now.
I did get a good idea from someone, though,
what?
The other day.
What?
She said their dates have turned into drive-through
and
listening to podcasts in the car. So one podcast they both love.
Yeah.
I think it's a scary story or something.
See, we don't have that, lines. Though. We don't have one we both
Maybe
like.
We need to find one.
I mean, I know we both like Radiolab and This American Life, but...
But maybe that's what we have to do. It seems like at least a way to sit together, eating food, in the car, of course, but doing the same thing together is fun.
Have I told you about the morning stream? Have you heard of that? Maybe you
did. I hear one half of that every morning.
Oh, all right. Well, then maybe you don't want to hear both halves.
That's all right. But we have to find a short one that we like to listen to. Maybe this is the one for people to listen to on their dates. We have to be more... every Monday. So
well, and also another thing we could do, like tonight, would it be a great night for to go find a drive-in somewhere and get an ice cream thing. But I can't do sugar anymore. Yeah, so I have to go to these places and go, hi, can I order the worst thing you carry? Yeah.
The worst thing you carry?
Do you have something that tastes like nothing and is garbage that I can have?
Look, we can go get french fries. Or I know, it doesn't even sound good. I know. But
I want a concrete, a chocolate.
Man. No, lemon. That lemon concrete they have at Nielsen's Frozen Custard. Holy cow.
If my next blood test comes back way down,
we're going to get concrete.
Just one time.
So it just spikes right back up as soon as you get
it. It won't do the permanent spike.
I know.
It'll just be right then. Because there's nothing I miss more. Oh, it sounds so good. Yeah, ice cream.
Maybe find you some sugar-free sorbets then or something. Something that you would enjoy sitting in the car listening to a podcast.
Sugar-free sorbet was my stripper name in high school. I was known the world over as sugar-free sorbet.
Because you were stripping in high school?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to make ends meet. Had to buy those grades somehow. Anyway.
Nice.
Let me just check something real quick.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to see where the file's at. It doesn't say. Oh, yeah, it does. All right. Just making sure everything's running. If this wasn't recording, what a loss it would be to humanity.
What a loss it would be.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say today?
Do you have any more emails?
No, that's it.
Okay. You guys, send some emails. We need some more questions.
Yeah. skimshow@gmail.com.
We have Valentine's coming up.
Yeah.
And then St. Patrick's Day. Not that we do anything for that day.
Yeah. Get ready to celebrate.
In February or March, we always have our Mardi Gras. We always celebrate Mardi Gras by having jambalaya.
Is your sister going
to
try the whole
thing? I don't know. We don't go to that. If they do, we can go last year.
Why would they do that? They shouldn't do that. Hey, Sarah and Steve, if you're listening, don't do it. I don't want you guys to get sick. Some of your friends, I don't know where they've been. You know what I'm saying? A couple of them.
Where are those things?
Red Light District.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I like all those people.
Well, we will celebrate.
Okay. Do you want to make... you can't make king cake. Is it going to kill me?
I'm going to try to work with monk fruit. See what I can figure out. I did make you pickled cucumbers.
Oh, you guys.
And I made pickled radishes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So in the fridge right now is this thing that looks like a Star Trek prop. It's awesome. You open up the fridge and it looks like an alien pod
floating
in there.
Floating in there.
Yeah. And they're all pink. These little pink... semi-translucent circles that are just floating in this viscous pink liquid.
It's not viscous. It's just vinegar and water and a little bit of salt and sugar.
Yeah, but whatever combo you did there killed it. It's so good.
They're super thin sliced radishes.
Oh, they're so good.
And then I did a batch of pickles, but I added monk fruit instead of sugar.
I had chicken today with those.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Perfect. Like, they need to be on everything.
Carter said, she goes, those are on point.
They are on point.
They are the best.
Whatever the point is, you were on it.
I made my point.
Yeah, well done. They're real good, though. And real good then. Still too much Fargo. We had to pause Fargo because at the moment, Nick's in the basement and getting ready to move. So it's just harder to get down there.
Cleaning out his apartment, trying to rent it out. Trying to rent out a place in Minnesota.
Running back and forth. It's a lot of fun.
So he's here at the moment.
The Mo.
Just for a couple weeks.
Which means we have, we don't even talk about it. We basically have an animal rescue here. We have three dogs. two cats. One cat is not ours. It's temporary. And one of the dogs is going with him. So when he leaves, he's taking a cat and a dog with him.
Yep.
And then our dog and cat. Our two dogs and cat stay.
Because Carter's dog is here. And Rainer is still here.
Yeah. Back in the day, there was just Rainer. And it was me and her. And that's all that mattered.
She's kind of losing her mind with this many animals, too. She's a pretty neurotic dog anyway.
Yeah.
So she gets really stressed out and on fire. Yep. And she's so much worse right now with all these animals in the house.
I need to run her more. Get her probably pooped. So. Do that in the morning. But anyway, what was my point there? I had a point. Oh, honey, that's not the Rona.
Dry.
That's the first stage.
Stop.
Okay, it's not. It's not the first stage.
Stop it. I've been talking, and it's winter.
Is that your excuse?
If I do those two things together, I get a cough.
It's a dry winter for sure here. That's what we have.
It's snowing tonight.
Well,
so
you might say, well, how's it dry? No, I mean the humidity.
There's no humidity.
It's dry climate.
It's snowing outside.
Yeah. We are getting snow tonight, which I could tell all day because I have barometer face all day.
Yeah.
Or I get these headaches and
leg aches
and stuff.
It's kind of a full head.
Yeah. My whole life, when I was a kid, even.
So full of yourself, aren't you?
When a big storm was coming, I was like 6 years old. I could tell. My leg hurts, Dad. And it's like, oh, I bet it's going to snow. Sure enough, it did.
Well, here we go.
Human barometer.
Winter is here. Winter is coming.
There are more of you out there, I know, because I've heard from you on Twitter that you're also human barometers. So share your story with us, skimshow@gmail.com. This was all just an excuse to say the email again.
I like it.
Send us an email. We want to hear from you. We want to see what you're doing. What are your plans for 2021? Is the new year treating you okay? Where's your head
at? What are your New Year's resolutions that we would want to hear about?
Yeah. Don't send me a bunch of pro-Trump emails, okay?
Please don't.
Please don't do that. I've done enough of that in the last 4 years. I'm done. I don't want to talk about that guy anymore. I hate him. And I'm really sick of politics at this point. But
yes, we all are.
Yeah. But again, if you're coming at us as a conservative, know that I come from where you come from. But
we still haven't heard from our guy last week, though, to find out what happened with his proposal. It was supposed to be New Year's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're really curious. We want to know.
They've been busy with their new lives. Can't expect them to just turn right around and, you know.
But they didn't get married. They were just getting engaged.
Right.
We want to hear about it.
Maybe they've been locked in permacoitus since then.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what these young kids are up to.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it for us today.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome. Have a great week. We'll be back early next week, Monday or Tuesday, with another episode of the show. Mm-hmm. Until then.
See ya.
Turn off the washer while someone takes a shower. Right?
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.